KG4 LSL. Well, I guess it's afternoon now.
Been a while. You been busy? You painting?
I'm painting, busy around the house, busy with family, just busy. And I'm ready for it to have slowed down. So it's slowed down now. Now I get some radio time and some painting time. How you been?
Through the weather for a few weeks, but I'm a little better right now. Nothing contagious, just issues here and there, but I feel better now. I haven't been on radio a lot until the last couple of days. My mobility wasn't so hot, but I'm better now. But they forgot to, I thought it was going to be a terrible morning this morning as far as rain, but we got it rain, poured down rain here about, between 3 and about 5 o'clock or so, but it had, we hadn't had any rain to match anything since then, I don't think.
About the mobility issues, I can feel your pain there. And yeah, last night it was kind of a nice soaking rain all night last night. I was up in town playing pool for league night. And boy, yeah, this morning when it started coming down, it started coming down hard. So didn't have too many trees in the and nothing got flooded, so that's a good thing, and we need the rain.
Not that much. It's just been off and on, but we got a good bit. It was running through the backyard pretty heavily this morning, around 7 or so, but it wasn't raining. It might have been raining a little bit then, but it wasn't like it was last, you know, this early this morning. My wife had to run to Greenville at 10, be there at 10 this morning, so I was concerned about her being in the winds and the rain, but she said the traffic was pretty light, didn't have any trouble, and she should be back home in a few minutes. We'll go grab something to eat, I guess. So you've been painting lures or other stuff?
Yeah, been creating some new lures and new designs on them, and yeah, that's just that takes up a lot of my time. Is just experimenting and seeing what's going to work, what's going to look good, what doesn't. So, you know, I spend a terrible amount of time doing that. And, you know, sometimes I'll look over and, I didn't even turn the radio on. And I'll turn it on and nobody's here. So, it's just, and I kind of keep odd hours as it is. I'm normally up somewhere around 9 o'clock in the morning. And here lately, it's been sporadic. I'll be up at 6 o'clock one morning, and I won't get up till 11 the next. It's just, it all depends on how the night goes.
I usually get up, I have been getting up later, but I've been getting up earlier last little bit. I had some edema in my legs where I was wasn't moving around enough, and so I've been getting up earlier and moving around a little bit, but that's, you know, that's gone now, so I'm okay. But had a time there for about 10 days or so, and I still got a little ways to go. It's just, it's not mobility type issues or, you know, not joint or anything like that. It's, you know, I've had a little bit of an infection. I hadn't been able to move around like I had, but I'm able to move around now, but I still got to go back. I got to go back to my urologist and probably, I think it's the 24th, and see what's going on, but age has its problems. it never seems to cease. But I heard you on it maybe once or twice, I guess, in about the last couple of weeks, but my main radio's upstairs here, and I hadn't been going up the stairs that often. And grandkids have been here off and on for a few days, and they usually commandeer this room, so I usually have my hand held downstairs, but it's hard to get into the machine on the handheld without stepping outside. It's been a little brisk and a little wet the last few times when I heard you. But I did hear you the other day, I think, maybe twice about the last few weeks. But I just hadn't heard you. And I was wondering if everything was okay. So you've just been busy like the rest of us.
If the kids were down from or were up from South Georgia there, and spending time with them over their winter break before they had to go back to go to school, and and my in-laws came in and paid a visit over Christmas and New Year's, and busy helping my dad get his house set up for the big family Christmas. They held it there this year. And with me, my leg has been cramping. My bad leg has been cramping really badly at night, and it's to the point where it'll wake me up in the morning. And there's really not a whole lot I can do about it. It's just it's a combination of the nerve issues where I have that scar tissue where they tried to fix the discs in my back, and then of course the nerve damage itself. So yeah. It is what it is.
I've had a terrible time with leg cramps. We don't know I don't think they've checked her potassium level. She hadn't had any type of surgery, anything like that, at the college, but I know that's a problem with my neck. I still have occasionally, I don't have it as often as I did, but I had my right arm was in terrible shape until they did a replacement, took the disc out and fused me, and now it's in pretty good shape. I've probably got about 85% of the strength. That's been about 15 or 16 years ago, and I always dread when something acts up in my neck, because I said, man, that's maybe the next one. Domino, they say they domino after a period of time. I've been real cautious about what I did and do and lift and that sort of thing, but every once in a while it gets a little tricky, and I just don't generally take any pain relievers at all. Occasionally I might take a Tylenol, but I don't take Motrin. I don't like what it does to your stomach and everything else, but it's great. If you got pain, it works on some people, but it's just not appropriate for me. But every once in a while, my arm will cramp up, that right arm will cramp up, and it's got nothing to do with anything other than just, prior nerve damage.
They've got me on a nerve pain reliever that I have to take twice a day. They had me on gabapentin, and it was, I think, 600 milligrams three times a day, and I would walk around like I had just drank a whole bottle of liquor. I couldn't get my balance. I couldn't stand up straight. I didn't trust myself to drive. It was bad. So they finally put me on a different medication that's seeming to work a little better. I don't have as much of the burning pain anymore that I had. Now if I can just get the leg cramps to settle down, and mine's not a low potassium, because I take potassium supplements and all that. So doctor just told me, he says, well, it's nerves, and about the only thing you could probably do for it is surgery. And I said, nah, the first one worked so well for me, I'm not going back there again.
That's right. He's finishing up his residency this year, I believe in that summertime, and he's headed out to Seattle for his fellowship. And I always ask him when I see him what all was going on. He said, well, he said, no guarantees. He said, there's no guarantees the pain will go away. He said, it might create even more pain. He said, sometimes the best thing to do is not anything, but if you start having weakness or, you lose feeling or something, he said, that's generally the time that a good surgeon will say, well, maybe it's time to look at it, but especially if you got any compression anywhere. But when you're in an accident like you were in, that's really difficult to deal with, because there's just so much trauma. They don't really know. It's really hard. It's too difficult to tell what all was damaged and how those nerves go back together again. It's just, it's amazing they go back together at all, I guess.
That wasn't the cause of that, of the nerve damage, unfortunately. The when the doctor went in with the laser, there were some nerves there that he didn't expect and he didn't see until after he went through them. So, yeah. and I told him, I said, well, okay, what are we going to do about it now? He goes, well, I kind of figured you'd be kind of upset. And I said, well, I can get mad and I can get upset, but the only thing that's going to give me is being upset and still having the situation. So best thing to do is just work through it and let's see what happens. And he told me, he says, man, I wish all of my patients were like this. I said, well, it's, you know, really it wasn't your fault. If the nerves were down somewhere where they weren't supposed to be, I guess I was just wired different. And I think a lot of people who've ever met me and known me will know that I'm wired completely different.
Well, Jimmy, it's good to talk to you. I got to run here. My wife is raising the garage door, and I better go see about her. And maybe I'll catch you, and I'll give you a shout a little bit later on in the afternoon. Hopefully I'll be done with what I need to do by around 3 o'clock or so. It was great talking to you again. Hate to cut you short, but we need to do some more talking about the nerves and stuff. That's always an unusual subject. It just seems like, you know, when you don't really know what's going to happen when they start cutting or lasering either. But I'll give you a shout later. Maybe if I'm up here and if you hear me out, please give me a shout back. 73M4 DJ C Clear after you.
All right, Jerry. Yeah, 73, sir. Have a great day. Stay safe outside. And I will be on till probably about 4:30, and then I get ready for pool night. But I'm expecting to be on all day tomorrow, and I'll be down here in the studio in the radio room. So best of 73s. Glad to hear that you're feeling better, and we'll talk soon. M4DJC, KG4LSO.
W2T Mobile. N0TR W2T.
Arizona.
Mobile.
JW W1JE.
W1JE W4DJW. Hey, Scott.
Man, I'm glad I got a day off to tinker with stuff. I was talking about how bad my antennas are. It turned out to be the cable that comes with the analyzer. I found my old SMA connectors, and I did a hard line, 90-degree elbow. Everything falls right into spec. It's, 1.18 to 1 on the antenna at 2 meters and even better at 440.
Well, that's good to know. You know, jumper cables do that a lot. I've got more bad jumper cables than good.
Doesn't happen to Cat 5, that's for darn sure.
Do you build your own Cat 5?
Actually, we're up to Cat 6 with the new Easy RJ45s. Love those new connectors. Well, they've been around for a little while, but they're new to me.
Back when I was building crack racks, I used to build those a lot, but haven't built any in a while, any more lately. Just as easy to go on Amazon and click purchase it now, and it'll be here tomorrow.
The same day ones. I thought, what the heck? Let me try it. It was ground radials for my NMO that I'm going to eventually put on this radio because I'm in the house right now. And it's one of those things where, yeah, we build them at work, but anyway, the RJ45 ends, so the wiring slips through, and then you can bend it over to make sure all the right colors are in the right place. And then there's a new cutter that cuts them off flush. Snap them right in place. I get 100% color right every time. Now, do I get it necessarily connected correctly? But I get my colors right.
Well, that's the hardest thing is getting the colors right. Make sure you get the right stripes with the right base color and the right stripes all lined up in a row. I was going to tell you something. Oh, yeah, I bought one of those same day things on Amazon, a Nook. Are you familiar with the Nook computers?
ID. No, I've seen them, but I know nothing about them. I've seen advertisement, Nook computer, and because I just bought myself a new HP with an i7, 16 gigs of RAM, and a 1 terabyte SSD. And my daughter's going to work with me on upgrading the graphics card here probably sometime in the spring or when the graphics card starts showing up again.
Well, we replaced the TV downstairs with a bigger one that fit. The one we had in the console, whatever that thing is, was a little bit too small. But it was a big TV. It was 55 inches across diagonally. And so we, I think a diagonal might have been horizontal. But anyway, it's a big one TV. But the other one's bigger. It fits in that nicely, and it has better sound. So my wife had been after me to take the old one to the junk because it was in the exercise rooms, to take it to throw it away or give it away or mount it on the wall in your office. So I mounted it on the wall in my office, and I got a Nook for $150. It's a network unit, new unit compute or something like that. I don't know what it stands for. But it's $150 computer. It has a 250 gig SSD hard drive, or, you know, it's a software hard drive. And I think it's got 4 cores. I don't know how much memory it's got. I think it's 8 gigs of memory. And works fantastic, $150. All you get is the computer. You don't get any keyboard, mouse, or monitor, or anything like that. You just get the computer. And if you take a decent-sized laptop and you cut it 4 ways, cut it in half long ways and cut it in half width-wise, take one of those quarters, and that's what size it is. That's how big it is. So it's pretty neat.
The size of my new radio, the 778. Anyway, yeah, being small, we have Lenovo, and we've got our PCs, our desktop PCs are really small now. They're basically about the size of a quarter of a laptop, maybe just a little bit thicker. But yeah, it's we had a 55 inch that we had for years. We got it from Costco. And we stole it for $1,875. I couldn't believe it was that price. The closest one we could find was like $2,200. We replaced it with a 60-inch, I think, last year. I think we paid like $397. And it's thinner and got a better picture. Technology, you got to love it.
I got one of those in the airplane room. That's it's projector TV that's 60 inches. It's only about a foot and a half deep, but that's a lot deeper than the newer ones that are about a half inch deep. So you're right. I got one of those too, and I forget how much we paid for it, but it was upwards around the same thing you're talking about. And I don't know what to do. It took 2 full big men to haul that thing upstairs because it's heavy. It's nothing like the new ones where one person can do it by themselves.
Man, I tell you, when we went looking for that 60 and I saw the back of that thing, literally, I can grab it all the way across, walk it around the room. I'd rather move the TV than the stand that it's on. We keep thinking about mounting it to the wall, but my wife's not crazy about cables, so, get that going on. But anyway, I got to get going. I got to put all my stuff back up. I got some 3D printing to do. Actually, I got to put a new hot end on my 3D printer, the one that I got's acting up, so I got a new one. We're going to see how that works. Hopefully, I can get back to printing again.
All right, I'll let you go, and I know where to go now when I get ready to get my 3D printer for advice. Anyway, take care. Enjoy this rainy day. W1JE, W4DJW.
Later. Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo.